Hawaii News Time. We are at 6:24. Jacob Bila, Jake's producer. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, Jay. For Jake's take today, I just want to say I want to give a big shout out to my mother because today is her birthday.
Happy birthday to Fran Bila.
Happy birthday to Fran Bila.
All right, be careful now. The four we have listening have just got
understood. Understood. Well,
that's a great job. Fran Bila, happy birthday. Many more. Excellent. What are you doing for her? What'd you get her?
I got her a little gift from the mall, actually. I got her this nice crystal gemstone type gift. I won't give too many spoilers, but it's a good charm kind of gift, and I got her a nice good card. So
Why don't you text her, and we'd love to say happy birthday to her on the air. Why don't you do that? Why don't you be a nice son? Pick up that phone, right? Look at this. Jake is picking up the phone.
Well, I don't want to wake her up, but I will text her right now.
Give her the call-in number, and just say that we would love to wish her a happy birthday. And yeah, that's great stuff.
Will do.
Awesome stuff. That's good. What else you got?
Nothing really for today. That's it for Jake's Take. I got nothing else to say. But if you are interested in knowing a little movie news, I know I give a little too much. I will say there is a bit of disappointment for many Quentin Tarantino fans because he has just abandoned his next film project called The Movie Critic. And a lot of actors that have been in past Tarantino movies are, you know, they're a bit upset. Like, for example, Emile Hirsch, he was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, great movie. He was even saying, you know, it's an honor to have worked with Tarantino. It's upsetting, and I've been watching some of his old movies. That's what Emile Hirsch said. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio, one of my favorites, I believe he said something similar to that. Yeah. And I just found out that he is being eyed to play Frank Sinatra in the next...
Who's that?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they going to do a bio on him?
Yeah, and it will be directed by none other than Martin Scorsese.
Scorsese, who loves DiCaprio. Those two together, you know, Flowers on the Moon and all that stuff.
That's right.
That's going to be great, and he is so good. Can't imagine it. Can't imagine it being terrible.
I'll tell you this. He is probably my favorite actor of all time, other
DiCaprio.
Than... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great. You know, Titanic. What was the one? The Revenant, in which that was a great movie.
Yes. And he won his first for that.
Tom Hardy.
He won his first Oscar for that.
Yeah, great movie. I saw that. Jesus. Always on cable, too. I saw that a bunch of times. It's one of those movies, you know, where you flip the channels and it's on. You just stay with it, you know, no matter where it is. Well done, sir. Looking forward to that. I'm a Tarantino fan, too. Pulp Fiction days, loved Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He's gifted. So any project that he develops and puts out there, I'm going to say, I'll tell you that much.
Likewise.
Well done.